Don't know. Know the elbow was sore. I guess he had it looked at yesterday, and then he getting a second opinion today. And I haven't heard the result from that yet.
So was there an MRI?
I think he had the MRI yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. But they're getting a second opinion, and I believe he's en route to the arena right now.
Okay.
But he won't play tonight.
Joe doesn't go. Who goes?
Right now, I think I'm gonna start Mo Evans, just so that we could, just so that we can match up. I thought about going a little bit bigger, but made a last-minute decision to go with Mo and just match up a little bit better with him.
Is the second opinion because the MRI wasn't conclusive?
I have no idea.
Because Shen-Li quit the first opinion.
I have no idea with that. All I know is he went and had it looked at, and they made a decision to get a second opinion, and still waiting on the results from that.
Joe been battling through a lot of kind of bumps and bruises so far this year. Is it really? I mean, if he can go, he goes. Or is there any kind of conversation about maybe letting him rest up even a little bit more to get all the things he had up?
Well, I saw him yesterday. He came in yesterday, and he could not straighten his arm out. So this is clearly something that we have to. Allow to happen whatever has to happen, because he said that it was sore, and he just said he couldn't extend it, he couldn't straighten it out, and I believe it is a shooting arm. So this is clearly a situation of he's hurt. So we have to.
So I mean, sometimes Joe will just push through anything.
Yeah, but
to play. So this is obviously something.
This is not going to happen. It's not going to happen today. This is clearly something that that has to be it's got to be it has to be addressed. Whatever has to happen. But he can't. Yeah, as of yesterday, he could not extend his arm, and I just don't see it being any better today.
If Joe is out of line, does that change? I mean, you've installed the flex and motion into the offense, so it kind of minimizes, but spreads it around a little bit. So when Joe does, if he does have to miss, if the shots have to be replaced, if he does get in the lineup, but is there any other adjustments that you would have to make if Joe doesn't go?
Well, certainly I have to make some adjustments because he's a he's a big part of what we do. We do have. Motion now in our offense, but he is still the guy that that breaks the defense down, and he can go find a shot anytime he wants to. So we're just going to have to make some adjustments to it. He's out of the lineup, and what we've tried to do is we've tried to get everybody involved offensively, kind of spread the wealth, so to speak. But now with him out of the lineup, there'll be some guys that'll probably get a few more shots. Jamal will probably play a few more minutes. I'll probably end up playing my rookie tonight a little bit more than in the past. So there are going to be some adjustments on both sides.
Last game, the opener against his team, you threw Joe down the block a lot. I mean, you got the guy, O.J. Mayo couldn't, and so obviously missing him in this particular matchup. On both sides of the ball.
Well, we certainly have some
with Rudy and stuff like that.
Yeah, we certainly have some advantages with him in the lineup going against a guy like Mayo, and even Henry's a good size, but still I think Joe is in the post. I think he's pretty good down there. So that's a part of our game that we're going to have to make some adjustments to. Where we don't have the guy. You don't have him to throw him down into the post and force teams to double team, because what he has done a really good job with, early in the season is he's accepted the double teams, and he's passed out of it, and it's gotten guys open looks, and that's huge for us, whereas in the past he's always tried to beat the double team. But what it's doing, it's loosening up the defense now, because now they're seeing he's a willing passer, and other guys are getting shot. So that's a part of our game that we definitely have to make some adjustments to.
Team's not loose back there, are they?
No, they're not loose. They sound like they're a little tight.
I know. Thanks.
Talk about real quick. You know, and I know we're only a short part of the schedule and your offense, but initially when we started going with a lot of motion, the turnovers were up a little bit. That settled down. That has settled down considerably recently. It's starting the turnovers are starting to come back down to where not quite to where it was last year, but more in line with what we've come to expect. Have you been pleased with what's been going on with it, and have you seen an impact? Some guys maybe more than others, or
well, as of I would say the last three games, I've been pleased, because we're doing now, we're making better decisions. We're not forcing things. As I told them, I don't want to take away their aggressiveness to run, to attack, but they have to be smart. You know, they got to take what's there. We don't want to get in a situation of where we're trying to force things. As of our last three games, I think we've done a great job in just controlling the rhythm of the game, controlling the pace of the game. Running for layups if they're not there. We've been able to get into our secondary and been able to play with a little bit more composure and play with a little bit more of a rhythm when the initial thrust of the offense isn't there. And that's been very pleasing. It's something I've been trying to get them to do from day one in training camp. But seemed like, as of the last three games, it really just seems like we're starting to kind of understand, when we have an advantage on the break and when we don't, that we can flow into our secondary. And without forcing anything, without trying any spectacular plays, we can just get into it within rhythm, and we can get something good out of it. Probably the guy that when I look at offense, because our break, it actually starts better when Josh gets it off the glass or Al gets it off the glass and push it. That's when we're at our best. And when those guys do that, I'm hoping that they will make good decisions in initiating a secondary. And the last three games, they both have done magnificent jobs in doing that, to where they're not forcing it.
You mentioned it too, in the New Jersey game, I was concerned watching, because it didn't seem like there was a lot of the motion that we'd seen previously, but you're right, the last three games, especially in the fourth quarter, can you talk about running the offense really through that high post, through Al, through Josh, and just how I think you guys have really closed games out very well because of the efficiency that philosophy's kind of...
Yeah, and what we've done, not only have we been efficient with it, but we've played under control, where we're not forcing it. And that's something that, on the road, especially up in New York and also in Toronto, we played under control, and that's big for us, to not try and force the issue when it's not there, trust in the offense and allow the defense to make the mistake and then capitalize on that. And our last three games, I thought we've done a great job with that.
All right.
MC's holding the goods.
He's struggling today, man.
He's got the questions. He just said, he won't.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
All right.
Appreciate it.
We're going to just do you right here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.